are back. The Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. Talking about some legislation, some things that they're talking about in the legislature. They're, you know, everyone wants to do something about problems with gun violence. Obviously, this is something that no one wants.
Yeah, I want to do something about gun violence, too. I don't want people driving vehicles into synagogues with bombs in them.
No, you know none I mean? Of that.
Yeah, none of it.
There's a problem with I think, young men. You know, obviously, there's a problem with people who are jihadis, you know, people who have violent ideologies that they ascribe to.
Yeah, and we're Americans, you know, and that's kind of what I want to talk about in this segment. But first, let me say, this is the Gunsmith Show. You can always link to the show, or if you want to hear it again, you can go to the GSS.com, play it anytime. It's a podcast right on there. But we are live here on US 103. We're happy to be here, so thank you for listening. Now, it's Saturday morning, and Tri-County Roofing wants you to know that they're here for you. Dan, I talked to a lady this week that got a quote on a roof.
Yep.
$40,000 for a duplex.
Okay.
So it's going to be $20,000 a piece. A quote from one of the big companies from Detroit. $40,000. She says, flip of the coin, I get my local quote from Tri-County, $23,000.
Mm-hmm.
$17,000 difference, you know?
Yep.
Isn't that sickening?
Yeah.
And they, I said, do you ever wonder how many people are going to get their pockets lined by the people trusting a salesperson and having that happen?
Yep.
So be very careful who you trust in the roofing business. Get a hold of Tri-County Roofing at 810-732-7740.
This is something that I just sent them to somebody who owns a business. They specialize in flat roofs. It's a small business, but it's a flat roof. And that somebody was supposedly going to do repairs, and there was all didn't work out well.
I've tried that in the past. I'm not a specialist at it.
So they,
I'm better at doing countertops on
him. There you go. So they do fantastic work and able to help him out. But they do residential as well. They really great quote for Tony.
Yeah.
Brent talked to him. I think somebody else was gonna. They're fantastic.
Well, he's done my whole house.
Yeah.
And he's done our barn. And he's done our church several times, St. Robert's, over the years. They've been the roofer for our, and we're doing a new roof right now, and and it's been taken out of my hands, and it's out being done by an organization out of Lansing. I'm like, hold it.
Yeah, wait a minute.
Yeah, we don't want carpetbaggers coming in here. It's our local money, and this is what we want to do. So trying to get them in the mix. So anyways, 810-732-7740, Tri-County Roofing. That you can link to them right there on my website. When you go to the website, look at the left side of the page, go down to Tri-County, click on it, and you're there. Beautiful work, excellent people. So tell them you heard about them here on the show. Now, I want you to be in, believe me, Tim feels the same way on this. Tim, the owner of Tri-County. So let's be very aware of a few things. We are Americans. It is our choice and our right to keep and bear arms, not to be infringed, limited, or parameters being imposed on it. And that's what they always try to do is they try to put these parameters in there and try to, they being the left anti-gunners, the more limitations, the less freedom. So talk about less freedom. Illinois has proposed, listen to this, Dan, a 5 cent per round tax on ammunition. And increasing the cost of shooting so tremendously, it's hard to believe, because it's going to be they want a serial number on every round so that they can trace where the rounds go. Now, I can't see how this is going to make a difference to a single crook out there that is, or bad guy, that's just going to go out shooting. Do you think he goes to the store and buys ammunition? Probably not, because he's going to have to trace it he's going to steal it. Now, tracing that ammunition back and all this expense, it's anti-gun people wanting to take the rights away. And Illinois is very close to Michigan. So we got to remember that. Luckily, we got Indiana and Ohio below us. But Illinois, I just literally hate driving through Illinois because I got to lock everything up and put it away and disarm myself. And so I avoid it. I'd rather fly over it. With everything safely stored in the underbody of the plane, then drive through it. Now, so I can't imagine what it's going to do to the cost of ammunition if this passes. Now, thank God we don't live in Illinois, but it will only hurt law-abiding citizens. I cannot see, And they've tried this, you know, in years past where for since Clinton became president, every time you bought a new gun, in that case was a brass cartridge that was fired through that gun. So that the firing pin, and they said, oh, well, this is one of those things where it'll if the gun's ever used, and some states make you turn these shell casings in so that when you register your gun to you, they get the shell casing. Finally, they realized that after 30 years of this, nothing ever came of it. Not a single thing had ever been done. Never a case prosecuted due to this shell case.
Never helped solve a crime.
No, it was just BS the whole time. And
plausible reason to make it harder for people who own guns to go through this process.
It might have made somebody pushing a pen at a desk happier by thinking, oh, look what I coined. This is wonderful. Look at the lives it's going to save. Nope, didn't happen. Because the truth is, more guns equal less crime. Now, criminals will just flat out ignore it. They will steal the ammo. They'll go somewhere else and steal the ammo. They'll go to a different state and buy ammo. So, like they do with almost all laws, they just ignore them. That's why they're criminals. Some people have a mental capacity that only allows them to do things illegally. Believe me, I know it. I've had friends like this, and now they're not my friends because you have to weed those people out of your life if you can't transform them. And, you know, we spend our lives trying to...
Help cut down on your family reunion size.
It has made my Christmas card list much smaller. Look at the money I'm saving. I can go to Illinois and afford ammunition. No, I can't. But, but anyways... We got to draw the line somewhere, and I really think that imposing these rules, like Illinois is trying to do right now, is just it's asinine. It makes no sense. There are really good ways to save people's lives, and I don't think that's one of them. So I don't know. You tell me. You give me feedback. You can always send me emails, shooter@thegss.com. You can click right on our website, listen to the past shows. If I'm nuts, tell me. But if you think I'm onto something, I'm there for you. So
there are people who have taken them up on that, so don't feel like a...
Hey, we're going to have a Facebook contest here pretty quick, too. We got a real nice Stanley, one of those big, cool Stanley mugs.
Oh, yeah.
Olive drab. And it's got the Gunsmith Show on one side,
nice.
Stanley on the other. Jake got it for me the other day, and he says, Dad,
that's cool.
I'm going to do a contest on Facebook. So tell your listeners to start watching our Facebook page, which
is a mug?
The Gunsmith. Yeah, we're going to give away the Stanley mug. Who knows? It might be filled with like 22 ammunition or something. They will not be serial numbered, so they're worth a lot of money. It's old school. So, but who knows what it'll be. But anyways, all right, we got to go to break. More show coming up next, so hang on tight. More of the Gunsmith Show on this wonderful spring Saturday.
It's the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1. We do it every Saturday from 8 to 9 on your home for ultimate classic rock, US 103.1. Back after this.